From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom, a Reese in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Statewide student protests were held on Monday, protesting the governor's ban on fall sports and the delay of the hybrid learning allowing students back into their respective classrooms. In Southeast New Mexico, reports of protests were held in Artesia, Roswell, Hobbs, and here in Lovington. Brooklyn Areola, junior at Lovington High School and one of the leaders of Monday's event, hopes that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will listen to what they have to say.
We just want to do what's best for us, and we do feel that we can follow her guidelines safely, just like we're doing out here. We can bring that into the building.
Monica Castro is a parent of a Lovington High freshman and is gravely concerned of what is happening to her during this pandemic.
It's really hard for her, especially being her first year at high school. They're learning a lot of things that they've never done before. So, and then having three kids at home, it's hard to help her to help, you know, have a seventh grader and a fifth grader. She's honestly, I feel like maybe like even a little depressed because she misses the, you know, the socializing around her friends and everything. And it's not even so much about sports, her grades. You know, she's a good student. She's always had A's and B's. And right now she's having a hard time and she's failing.
The organizers of the student-led protests hope that the governor will listen and let them back into the classroom and let them play. The New Mexico Department of Health reports that a female in her 70s from Eddy County passed away from the coronavirus. The individual was hospitalized and had underlying conditions and was a resident of the Lakeview Christian Home in Carlsbad. And a female in her 80s from Lincoln County also passed away from the COVID-19. The individual had been hospitalized. An inspector from the New Mexico Environment Department sent an inspector to the Higbee Hole, a popular swimming area in southern Eddy County, after the agency received a report of the release of drilling mud in that area surrounding Higbee Hole. During the month of October, the Lee County Sheriff's Office is recognizing Breast Cancer and Domestic Violence Month. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson, Deputy Vivian Martinez, tells us more.
We designed two different patches for that, and they both have the colors for breast cancer and domestic violence. Breast cancer colors are pink, and the color for domestic violence is purple.
For more information on those patches, log on to the Lee County Sheriff's website. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.